If none of you have any ideas for some pranks, I got some we could use. We could have hundreds and hundreds of bouncy balls stuffed in a room, or a locker. In a locker, even better. When they open the locker, these bouncy balls will burst out of the locker, bouncing all over the room and hitting everyone, all congesting into one tiny hallway in the building. Or we could use a cow. No, a pig. No, two. No, three. No, two. Paint two and three onto those pigs and they'll be looking for the first forever. Or just leave a box in the middle of each hallway labeled Senior Prank. None in the box, except one. No, never mind. Ooh, we could hide that fruit. What's that called? Durian. Yeah, durian. We could use get a couple of those and hide them in the easy access places throughout the whole school. It'll be awesome. Those ideas any good? We could replace the bouncy balls with balloons. Maybe easier to clean up, but cheaper to do. Although the durian is a little too harsh, the smell will stick for the next week, and we still go to school here. The bouncy balls will be expensive, like $300 for 5,000 bouncy balls. Oh, I got a good one. We could find a door in the building with the only one entrance. Remove the door, add drywall, paint over it. Place a plant in front of it. People completely forget about the room. Nah, too much work and money. No, I'm not bitching out. I'm just saying they all cost money, and the way my money's set up, I don't feel like getting in trouble. We're graduating in a few days after all. Don't want to upset the principal so bad that we don't get to graduate. I don't want to sit there and just plan on getting expelled is all. If I don't feel like doing this, why am I being forced to? Because of you mates. You mates getting me in trouble day after day, alcohol and drugs and all of that, barely passing the grade because all of the shit you guys making me do. Peer pressure has gotten to me because of you mates. Grades are low and almost dropped out because of you guys. I'm tired of it. So glad I'm graduating finally and getting away from you fools. The bulk of this story...